Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, August 31st, 2020. We published a special weekend update yesterday with a chronological rundown of the events around the anti-corona demonstrations over the weekend. You can check your podcast app or follow the link in our show notes. The Weißer See needs water. After the Pankow District Office discharged 23,000 cubic meters of drinking water to replenish the lake over the past few days, the desired effect has not been fully achieved, and the office had to stop filling the lake up for cost reasons. Now, an association of residents called Parkfreunde Weißensee wants to help and is starting a fundraising campaign to finance the missing quantity of water. The goal is to increase it by an additional 14,000 cubic meters, just as the district had initially planned to do on its own. The Parkfreunde expressed their concern on Friday, stating, quote, "The water level has dropped sharply, and the water quality is poor, and the lake is full of algae. They ask anybody to whom, quote, the Weißer See is close to their hearts for a donation starting at 10 euros. Even in the event that the lake refills itself again due to heavy rainfall, the association wants to use the donations to finance a water filter needed to operate the deep well, which has not been able to go into operation for months due to pollution and is not planned to this year. With an output of up to 50,000 cubic meters per year, the 104,000 euro well would have solved the environmental problem of the Weißer See in the long term. As an interim solution, the Pankow District Office had decided to install a pipe that uses drinking water, but the supply of the required amount of water could not be afforded within the district budget. Negotiations with the Berliner Wasserbetriebe about a discount did not lead to success either. The Parkfreunde Weißensee wants to raise the level by 10 centimeters and have calculated that it would cost 14,300 euros. They've already paid the first 1,000 euros from their own funds. If you would like to donate to help the Weißer See, you can follow the link in our show notes. The Friedrichstrasse in Mitte is now officially car-free. The section between Französische Straße and Leipziger Straße has been converted into a pedestrian promenade, and until the end of January, cars are banned. There is a wide cycle path between the trees, seating, and open-air restaurants. With this model project, Mitte and the Red-Red-Green Senate want to test how the public space can be redistributed and how the quality of life in the city center can be improved. Berlin's traffic senator Regina Günther is considering setting up more car-free roads in the capital. Further candidates are from Adenauerplatz to Wittenbergplatz, and Tauentzienstrasse and Kudamm could be completely redesigned. Günther is convinced that something like this will be seen much more often in the coming years, quote, because the concept of cars only is reaching its limits. Shopkeepers are no longer doing enough business with it, so it was appropriate to start something new here. The traffic senator also referred to experiences in other cities. When people linger on the streets and don't just rush around, more shopping is done. The opposition, as well as business and trade associations, criticized the attempt as lacking in concept. The severe crisis in international aviation is forcing the Berlin-Brandenburg Airport Company to cut around 400 jobs over the next few years. This was announced by airport boss Engelbert Lütke-Doldrup on Friday evening after a meeting of the supervisory board. According to him, the cuts are to be done in a socially responsible manner, and the state-owned company will then still employ 1,700 to 1,800 people. Even before the corona crisis, it was clear that the airport company would reduce staff after the new BER goes into operation. Tegel, one of the two airport sites, will be closed down in November, and now the austerity measures are being tightened. Lütke-Doldrup had already expressed this view on Thursday on the RBB Abendschau. He stated, quote, "We will continue to make intensive savings, we will cut jobs, we will have short-time work, and we will cut investments. We are doing what we can, but we cannot operate the airport without money." Lütke-Doldrup expects significantly higher revenues at BER. Next year alone, it should be at 200 million euros. At the same time, the company will need 375 million euros in aid from the states of Berlin and Brandenburg and the federal government for 2021. He expects passenger volumes at BER to be around 50% compared to the pre-corona period at the two Berlin airports. At Tegel and Schönefeld, there are currently around 30,000 passengers a day, which is about 25-30% of the previous year's figure. They are expected to decline slightly in autumn because of increasing travel warnings and the decision by the federal and state governments to tighten quarantine regulations and to end free corona tests at airports. The indoor swimming pools in the capital are resuming operation today. This means that schools, organizations, and other visitors can return to indoor pools. The Berliner Bäderbetriebe, or BBB, board member Johannes Kleinsorg remarked, quote, "Priority was given to school swimming. School children were the most severely and lastingly affected by the closures in March." He added that time will then be given to swimming clubs in a second step. Like the schools, the clubs were also unable to use the summer swimming pools. However, visits are subject to the pandemic-related regulations in closed rooms, including distancing and wearing mouth-nose protection outside of the water. In addition, presence in the bathrooms must be documented so contacts can be traced in case of infections. Time slots and visitor limits will be a requirement, but unlike open-air pools, tickets will not only be offered online 3 days in advance, but also at the cash desk, and time windows for guests will be 2 hours long. And lastly, some housekeeping. Several of our Patreon supporters will reach the 15 euro donation threshold tomorrow, which qualifies you for one of our recycled cotton Berlin Briefing tote bags. Please check your Patreon messages as we have reached out to you individually to ask for your mailing address. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.